Hi guys, Michael Owen here. Just been looking out the window using me telescope. I got a telescope off Robbie Savage this week. I've been using it to look out the window and contemplate and sort of think about what it all means. And you know, sometimes you have to take a step back from football and take other things in and appreciate where you are. And also, I've seen an article recently about Mars, and that's kind of fascinated me a little bit. People talking about moving up to Mars permanently, starting a new, starting a new life out there. And I must say, I am tempted. I mean, if people keep being mean to me on social media, I might have to consider that. I'd have to think long and hard about it. I mean, I wouldn't like to leave the family behind, and my dogs and my horses, and for BT Sports Studio and people like that. But I mean, they'd have to understand. I mean, enough's enough. Sometimes, I mean, you can take a little bit of abuse. I can roll with the banter and stuff, but sometimes it can be too much. I mean, I'm bearing it in mind. I don't know much about Mars at the minute anyway. I suppose the only thing I know about Mars is that cartoon film from the 90s where, I can't remember the name of it now, but I think the aliens come down and they steal Fernando Torres' footballing ability and they give it to Danny DeVito, I think. I think Joe Jordan's in it, but anyway, yeah, that's all I know. With further ado, I'll just provide you an example of the abuse I get, on a daily basis. Let's crack on with it and cue the sad music. So, of course, as you know by now, I dip into my mentions on Twitter and I read out some abuse that I've got. So, I did a tweet about the Barcelona and City game. I put, I can't stomach all this Barcelona unbeatable crap. I mean, City aren't far behind. They've just been hung out to dry again. And the response to that was, you are angry because you are only remembered as a 19-year-old kid. Well, the joke's on you there. I mean, it's not even a funny tweet that anyway. Is that supposed to abuse me? It's not great. And just so you know, when I scored that goal against Argentina where I took the whole team on and I sort of moved in zigzag lines and stuck it in the back of the net, I think you'll find I was 18 years old. So if you're going to go back and hide behind your keyboard, you can take that little chunk of knowledge with you. Anyway, next I did a tweet because I was talking about Paul Gascoigne, and Paul Gascoigne came to the BT Sports studio and we were looking forward to interviewing him. I mean, it was, he's an idol of mine, and I think a lot of people in the country are glad to see him on the mend, and I think it was just, going to be all round good news to see Gascoigne in the BT Sports studio. And did a tweet saying, Gazza's in the house, Fletch and Sav at 10 a.m. on BT Sport. It's going to be a classic. Got a response from at JRA Backer. Fletch and Sav are a pair of bellends, Michael. Well, that's just not fair. I mean, okay, Fletch, maybe so, but Robbie Savage, I mean, you don't know anything about him. I mean, who are you to call Robbie Savage a bellend? I mean, you must be the first person ever to take issue with Robbie Savage. I must say, he's one of my closest friends. I mean, he's lent me a telescope for this week, especially. I mean, would a bellend do that? I don't think so. I mean, he told me it's in a constellation, looks a bit like Dion Dublin, so I had to go and look, didn't I? He's definitely not a bellend. He wouldn't say boo to a goose. I mean, I've not been in a scenario with him where he's had the potential to say boo to a goose, but I'm sure he wouldn't. So, just do your research next time before you tweet. Anyway, then I put a tweet on because Mourinho did a hilarious interview, and he was talking, wasn't he, about the minutes of the game where he'd been let down by his team, and I just thought that was great, and I put on there, hilarious interview from Mourinho, and at Conor McKeekin has put, hilarious, mate, why don't you go and suck a dick and try and find a personality while you're at it? Well, I'm not going to do at least one of those things. I mean, that's just abuse for the sake of abuse, that. I mean, you should know by now, I'm constantly on the pursuit of a personality. And one day I'll find one. It's only a matter of time now. And this kind of thing helps me do it. And it's people like this, folks, that are pushing me that one step closer to Mars. And I'll pack me back. I'm only small. I've not got that much stuff I'd have to take with me. And I just wonder what the Wi-Fi is like on Mars. That might be a sticking point. But anyway, Michael Owen's tweet of the week. I was watching the Chelsea game and I thought they were they were great and they were playing really well. And I put Hazard equals unstoppable. A response I got from that, at James, not Jim 89, simply put, Owen equals moron. suppose you think you're funny, don't you? That's what I mean. It's, you know, what if I was gone tomorrow and I was in Mars and you turned on a BT Sport game and I wasn't there? There was just silence. Just think about that next time you put an abusive tweet. Anyway, folks, thanks for joining me this week. I'm sorry it's been a bit of a downbeat one, but, you know, if I'm still in the atmosphere this time next week, then I'll bring you another, another instalment. We're getting there. This is obviously a constant battle to you know, fight against internet trolls, demons, goblins and things that live under bridges, and we're getting there step by step, and I'd like to think that this episode was one small step for Michael Owen, but one giant leap for mankind. See you later, folks. Keep them peeled.